From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 602, which is intended for broadcast November 19th through December 3rd, or thereabouts, right?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined again by Zach.
Hey, Brady.
Appreciate you being in here. We're doing an evening broadcast this time around.
Yes, it's
recording.
Pretty late.
Yeah. About the time it would play back. So we've had, we've been getting a lot of phone calls, as
yes.
you know.
Yeah, one day I think we got about between somewhere, the ones that I answered was between like 5 and 8, just people asking about that
solar activity.
Everybody
was picking up the phone, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the radio station? Why isn't it working?
And, yeah. I always get this frequency.
X-class flare, yeah. Right? And, yeah, but and I understand people saying that. Like, this frequency always works for me.
Right.
And, well, I could see why you'd think it was our problem, but there's nothing we could do about it. It did make for some interesting, I think it was the 12th of November was the peak.
I believe so.
And it was very unsettled for a couple of days for sure. And Phil was checking online receivers. He's got a pretty routine, way of checking our signals around the world. And
right.
He was telling me that he was getting like nothing on our daytime frequencies that he would usually get. And then he moved in super close, like receivers maybe in the same state, you know, like in Tennessee, like maybe Knoxville or something.
Right.
And he said they were coming in perfectly at, close distance. So I was really hoping that we'd get some just really freakish reception report that would be absolutely just unheard of, but for something like this X-class flare that just was. And I haven't seen that yet, but if there are any listeners, I guess online, otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you heard us for the first time, I'd love to know that.
Absolutely, yeah. It does feel good, like, that day when all those people called. It's like, it just shows you that how much the listeners, they're wanting to let us know, hey, you're not on the air right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I do, too. I remember many, many years ago, I would work on Saturday mornings, and just kind of lonely, you're sitting back there just
right.
playing the shows, and you don't really interact with anybody. And the only person that would ever call was a local person that would call and just always make sure that his broadcast was received and ready to go.
Right.
And so, yeah, I definitely remember thinking, like, is anybody even listening?
Yeah.
Well, when something goes wrong or, like, there's an X-class flare or something,
yeah,
you sure do hear from people, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So, I don't know. It also happens when a broadcaster decides that he's going to leave a station.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you've been letting people know, like, you really need to contact this guy. And
right.
So they finally say, well, we're not hearing from anybody, so we're going to cancel the broadcast. Mm. And then after there's no more broadcast, people start to call and say, well, what happened to that broadcast?
Yeah.
Well,
is the statistic for, like, the amount of people who listen to a show versus the people who actually contact the broadcaster and just to let them know, hey, I love the show?
It's like, I wish I knew. I wish I knew, but I think that the statistic that I used to hear about, like, local call-in radio
mm-hmm.
was that you could expect like 5% or less of your audience to ever actually call in and interact.
Right.
So that might be true. There are people certainly who you hear from all the time.
Yes. Regulars.
Like, you know, people that call you every day that I don't know.
We've
got those for sure. And I think every radio station does, by the way. So it was interesting. Hopefully that's it. I don't know how it's related, and I don't want to pretend to be technical, but that two-day experience of just terrible reception coincided with us in Nashville, Tennessee, some people. I didn't see it, but a lot of pictures and things on local news and you know, social media and whatnot of people who clearly viewed the Northern Lights.
Yeah, I
makes you think that maybe they're kind of related.
I was not able to see them. I think a lot of the light pollution from the city was like kind of like obstructed that, but I did not see any from here anyway.
I didn't see any either. I was kind of surprised. I live in a neighborhood that there's a couple of street lights, but it still seemed like it was, maybe I just didn't watch it at the peak time.
Right.
But, and I thought maybe I'm not going to see it. And then I was informed that lots of people that live in the town I live in saw it clearly and put whatever. So, and we're able to take fabulous pictures, but I guess that those two things could be related, maybe. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of things that we can talk about, one of which I wanted to go to. You've got, we talked with a lot of people about the solar flare and the fact that, you know, it was going to be rough, but we never know for how long. Mm-hmm. That's out of our control, right? And so, obviously, the suggestion was made to somebody like, let us know, you know, when it comes back. We always, as a rule, we generally say, you know, follow up, let us know what you find out. And so you've got one. And what's the date on this particular?
This is November 18th.
What, 6 days after the initial?
Right.
You know, more like five. And so he mentions a broadcaster by name, which I believe is going to mean he was listening on 12160.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a couple of them. Beth Ann at 11 a.m. Eastern, and then actually three, he says, and later your country music show, that would be Greg's, and then Chuck Swindoll at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. So all times Eastern, so we'll say it's all 12160. 12160 is really a very east-west kind of orientation as far as the antenna.
Right.
And he's in... Where was he again? I was thinking he was from Oklahoma. I just glanced across that. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I can't see it on here.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Northeast Virginia.
Northeast Virginia. Yeah. I was totally wrong. I just made up.
Over
I think
like
I had
times,
another one
yeah.
that was Oklahoma that I really inadvertently deleted. So right. Virginia, that's a pretty good. Wow. If you were to drive there,
yeah,
you're talking several hundred miles. So that's pretty good. We would, I think, say that's acceptable as far as range.
Yes.
But it could be still a little bit of the limitation, the solar flare. I don't know. Hmm. I've got one that I think is pretty great. I kept my favorite for me. This one's from November 8th. So... As we were settling into our new frequency schedule,
yes,
and going to lower frequencies earlier for the most part, so November 8th, we made that change. What was it, November 2nd, to keep up with the rest of UT.
Yep.
And so, anyway, this is 4840. 4840 is everywhere. You know what?
Yeah.
If I was going to start a broadcast, it would be on 4840. It's just. Everybody gets response in it, and we run it overnight, and it's the perfect example of a lot of things. Like, you get a lot of U.S. response from people who listen that are just night owls.
Yeah.
But then you get response from all over the world because it's a huge, you know, amount of space that covers.
Right, so, yes.
I think 4840 is probably one of my favorite frequencies that we've ever had. This is from Adil. And he's listening on, it says he's listening on November 9th. Sorry, just in terms of UT. And WWCR transmitter number 3, Nashville, Tennessee, in English, SINPO 33333. Did I say that five times? Some people do the SIO.
It sounded
they're
like
all
it.
Threes.
Yeah.
I think it's 33333. But they're all threes, right? And he's listening in Morocco.
Mm.
So at 0211 UT in Morocco on 4840, he says local time 0311, which is kind of neat because several years ago I got to take a trip to Tunisia, which is next door to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't sleep much at all on that trip because I was monitoring all of our frequencies.
Right.
And I believe that I was actually able to get, I'm not going to say that they were all stellar, but I was actually able to pick up WWCR on all of our frequencies. Yeah. So
we've gotten quite a few reception reports from Morocco, like from that part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite remember what the SINPO was, but yeah.
And that one continues to be, you do a lot of these. This was by email. We've seen a few lately by postal mail.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
So it's always fun to get them by postal mail, but now you kind of have to wonder how many were sent and didn't arrive. You know, I don't want to be terribly negative, but you know as well as I do that the postal mail really isn't anything to be relied upon right now.
Right.
It hasn't been in a while. And so we've got broadcasters who we send out information and, you know, they're monthly sort of summations and whatnot. And I had two of them contact me on the same day and ask if we had moved because they had their mail to us returned with a note that we were no longer at this address.
Yeah, I saw that when it came in, and I could not make sense of it. I didn't know that.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It somehow gets back around, you know, to the person who sent it, but I don't know. It's just not really to be relied upon. But I'm still a fan of the old school, and you're sending out QSLs often.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I've got one on my screen right now that we were looking at the other day where a person had received a couple of QSLs from you and scanned them and posted them.
Yes.
I think one or two from me, one from Kathy, and a lengthy letter from Greg in response to the country show.
Right. A fella in Australia.
Yeah. He has a really neat website. So that's good, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm glad that, I still don't think enough people have access to the internet to, you know, reliably, you know, get reports and email. And, you know, there's all kinds of problems with that. Hmm. So it's a shame that postal mail is along the same lines, you know, as not being available to us all. It would seem, right? It yeah. seems that way, but it may be one of those hoaxes, you know. It's fake. <Yeah. laughs> Well, we were sort of in stitches today to wrap this up over the movie that's 21 years old that Alan brought up that he had seen very in the last year or so.
Classic.
Movie called Napoleon Dynamite. And he remembered quite a bit.
Oh, but, man.
And you're a big movie person.
Yes.
And so hopefully somebody listening has seen it, so there's some context. But you're talking about, I think, the brother who said he'd been... What was the quote? This is from 2004. He was on his computer.
Yeah, he's like... Napoleon Dynamite, I think, is giving him some guff, and he's like, I've been chatting online with babes all day. And then when the camera cuts, the computer's totally turned off.
That's the kind of thing that you would definitely notice.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's
Alan thought it was pretty funny, so we gotta admit, you know, that's a pretty wide swath of ages that found humor in that movie.
Not 10 seconds goes by in that movie where there's not something quotable or just like classic, you know.
Well, that's going to do it for this round of Ask WWCR. Please do keep us informed. Let us know if you're hearing our frequencies. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.